News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, is expressing optimism that the latest attempt to divest the Norman Manley International Airport, NMIA, will reap success. Dr. Chang says the government is committed to the privatization of the airport as a key component of its economic growth strategy, adding that the move will bolster Jamaica's tourism and logistics sectors.
I expect that anyone who is able to meet the standards established by the team guiding this divestment, I'm sure will do an excellent job. And this government looks forward to working with you in really developing the Norman Manley International Airport into one of the finest international airports in this region.
The agreement will be concessionary and will not involve the sale of the airport. The successful bidder will enter into a 25-year concession agreement with the government to operate the airport, with an option to extend for 5 years by mutual consent. A preferred bidder is to be selected and announced by March 2018. Chairman of the National Housing Trust, Ambassador Dr. Nadja Clark, says the agency is on track to meet its goal of building 5,500 housing starts by the end of the 2017-2018 financial year. Dr. Clark says over 3,000 starts have already been initiated and several more are in the pipeline.
We are well on our way. Since the start of this year, we have broken ground for over 3,000 solutions at 12 sites in Westmoreland, St. James, St. Catherine, Clarendon. And by the end of the 2017-2018 financial year, we expect to have broken ground for 5,500 housing solutions.
Dr. Clark notes that the NHG's long-term goal is to deliver 15,000 housing starts by 2020, adding that the agency has in this year surpassed its average number of housing starts undertaken since 2012 to 2015. The Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport is to partner with the Ministry of National Security to upgrade sports facilities in correctional institutions across the island. Sport Minister Olivia Grange says this initiative is geared at bolstering the National Security Ministry's We Transform Youth Empowerment and Reintegration Program, which seeks to provide children in correctional institutions aged 12 to 17 years with the skills and support to become productive citizens. Ms. Grange adds that the We Transform program will be further enhanced following the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between the National Security Ministry and the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, under which the JCDC will seek to unearth, train, and expose the various talents of young people in correctional institutions. And students and teachers of the St. Mary Technical High School are benefiting from the renovation of science laboratories at the institution. The project entailed infrastructure repairs and the installation of new cupboards, tables, gas, and water lines. Science, Energy and Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the renovation of the facilities is in keeping with the government's focus on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
For Jamaica to really build out the knowledge-based digital society, we have to ensure that we train our students in the STEM subjects. In fact, all major professions rely heavily on these four subject areas. And as such, we must ensure that we put in place the necessary support mechanism for us to attain our rightful place among the best in this world.
Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James-Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The Scientific Research Council is bringing reliable, accurate, and efficient analytical testing services to you. Investors, manufacturers, and service operators, protect yourself and consumers by ensuring that your product and environs are safe and secure. Come to us to test your food, cosmetics, potable and recreational water, environmental air quality, trade effluent, and to conduct shelf life studies for products. The SRC conducts on-site sampling, or you can submit your samples to our offices at Hope Gardens Complex, Kingston 6. The Analytical Services Department Laboratory is certified locally and internationally and is accredited ISO 17025. For more information, visit our office or send an email to prinfo@src-jamaica.org or call us at 927-1771-4. The Scientific Research Council, making science, technology, and innovation work for you.